Hello and welcome to the Pirate Party Australia webcast, dedicated to the discussion of freedom of information and culture, government transparency and civil liberties in the internet age. I'm Sam Kearns and this is episode number 9 for Sunday 17th of February 2013. Australia this week is that Cancer Voices Australia lost their federal court challenge over the patentability of the BRCA1 gene against US company Myriad Genetics and their Australian licensee Genetic Technologies Limited. Pirate Party Australia made a press release on Friday on the issue, which reads, Pirate Party outraged by gene patent case outcome. Pirate Party Australia is outraged that a legal challenge to the BRCA1 gene patent has failed. Quote, this ruling is a slap in the face for all of those who will suffer or know somebody who will suffer from breast cancer within their lifetime. It is utterly disgraceful that we live in a nation where private companies can own the genetic material within our bodies. End quote, said Brendan Molloy, Secretary of Pirate Party Australia. More than 2 years ago, Pirate Party Australia issued a statement welcoming the legal challenge with the hope that the case would be a catalyst for laws to expressly forbid patents on genetic materials. By permitting a patent on BRCA1, discoveries are now effectively given the same protection as inventions. The effect this will have on adequately treating cancer sufferers is abysmal and also opens the door for hampering future research as private companies secure patents and charge extortionate license fees. Quote, we are talking about something... Quote, we are not talking about something trivial, such as the so-called patent wars between Apple and Samsung. This is the difference between life and death for many cancer patients, end quote, said Mozart Albrecht Palmer, Deputy Secretary of Pirate Party Australia. Quote, it is preposterous that genetic material such as BRCA1 can be counted as an invention. We do not say that Amundsen invented the South Pole. This case highlights the need for legislative reform to directly exclude genetic material that is not actually manufactured from being patented. Private enterprise should not wield such power over human life as it is currently able to, end quote, from Mozart. And the press release continues. Sorry, I've just lost my place. The Pirate Party advocates reform of the patent system and encourages the government to look into alternative means of funding research to promote an increase in valuable public domain knowledge. Pirate Party Australia will be contesting the 2013 federal election on policies relating primarily to access to information, culture and knowledge, transparency in government and securing personal privacy. That's where the Pirate Party Australia PR ends. And I'd also like to note that the Pirate Party Australia has been following this case since it was first announced in 2010. The links at the bottom of the press release include a link to the article we released when the case was first announced. And that's a royal we, because I was certainly not in the party at that time. So this story has also been reported internationally, appearing on Ars Technica and also on TechDirt. Since TechDirt is released as public domain, I can include their story right here. Mike Masnick from TechDirt writes, Australian court says genes are patentable. While the US Supreme Court will soon be weighing in on whether or not genes are patentable in the Myriad Genetics case, we've also been following a similar case in Australia. There, a bunch of cancer patients took Myriad to court, arguing that the patent on BRCA1 is invalid. This same gene is part of the US case. Unfortunately, the court has decided that genes are, in fact, patentable if they've been isolated. This is always the key point of contention with gene patent supporters. They claim that it's the fact that they can separate the gene that makes their work patentable. In some ways, this is an odd sort of sweat of the brow argument for patents. And here, the judge is buying the argument completely. He says that patenting genes in the human body would be a problem, but isolating them magically makes it a different story. There is no doubt that naturally occurring DNA and RNA as they exist inside the cells of the human body cannot be the subject of a valid patent. However, the disputed claims do not cover naturally occurring DNA and RNA as they exist inside such cells. The disputed claims extend only to naturally occurring DNA and RNA which have been extracted from cells obtained from the human body and purged of their biological materials with which they are associated. This still seems ridiculous to me, meaning to Mike Masnick, if others figure out how to get an isolated gene patent as well. Why should that be subject to a patent? Hopefully this is not a preview of the US Supreme Court's upcoming ruling. And that's the end of the Tech Dirt story. There is still a right of appeal, which I'm sure that Cancer Voices Australia will take, so the story is not quite over yet. But it is a major blow in the fight to push back against the patentability of genes. Thanks to Mike Masnick for that content from Tech Dirt. He's a personal hero of mine, and I thoroughly recommend the Tech Dirt blog on IP issues. Now, after that, we've got upcoming events for the Pirate Party Australia. A few more have been added. We've got the Melbourne meetup is going to be on, let's see, that is actually next Friday, February the 21st. Sorry, I've got the date, but not the day. I want to make sure I'm getting the right day here and not telling people the wrong day. No, it is Thursday the 21st of February at 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Oxford Scholar Hotel, which is at 427 Swanston Street, Melbourne, in Australia, of course. And then we have the Sydney meetup, which is February 23rd, which is the Saturday. This is the same one I've been mentioning on previous webcasts. As usual, that's on a Saturday from midday until 4 o'clock. And that's at the Paragon Hotel in number 1 Loftus Street, Sydney. That's right outside Circular Quay Station. There's also an ACT meetup, which is on on February 23rd, which is the Saturday. Yep, Saturday, February 23rd, from 2 until 4 p.m. at The Wig and Pen, which is in Alinga Street in Canberra. And that's all the news I have for tonight. Not a very long show, but one thing I'll, that sort of segues neatly into just one other thing I wanted to say is that... not a very long show tonight because I'm super busy. I've just been wrapping up a business that I've been running for a while that hasn't worked out very well, but I won't go into that. I've been super busy wrapping that up this week, and I'm starting my first day at a new job tomorrow. And also, it was my son's 6th birthday party today, so I haven't had a lot of time to do much for the webcast because... You know, I'll let you know right here, right now, that I am not a journalist. I'm just a member with a microphone. You know, I come at the webcast from the point of view of the fact that, you know, I'm a musician, or at least I like to think that I'm one occasionally, only an amateur musician. So I've got equipment. I've got a nice microphone, and I know how to use an audio editor, and I'm not afraid to talk into a microphone. So that's the skills that I bring to this webcast. I'm actually not a journalist. I've never written anything professionally. I read the information from various Pirate Party blogs and other IP industry blogs and around the place. And I just try to put together a show letting you guys know about stuff that I found that's interesting and also events that are happening in the party. But that's why, you know, I come to the end of the week sometimes and it's like, oh dear, I haven't really done much, because my, you know, day-to-day life, has me doing lots of other things. And I do this webcast all on my own. So, you know, I don't have, a team of people writing stories for me. I do the whole thing and, with a young family and, really busy with work and what have you, I don't always have the most time to do it. So yeah, I'm not a journalist. I'm just a member who's trying to help any way that he can. And that brings us to the end of the show for this week. So I'm going to wrap things up and I'll see you next time. The Pirate Party Australia webcast, including all music, is written, recorded and produced by Sam Kearns for Pirate Party Australia and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported license. Thanks for listening.